I enjoy stories about people who are making a difference. Mm. So when we do a profile about someone who's, despite everything around them, is has made something, is building something, is working towards something. And there's so many of them. I had an experience with one such story that touched me, that made me realize why it's so important for us to do that. When my wife died in March, I was just totally devastated, and I wanted to shut everything down and just go off somewhere. My parents live in the UK. They said, you know, just come and spend some time here. Because I remember the discussion that I had with her the one time where, because she used to support the site so much. And I said to her, you know what, if I ever had to choose between Zimbo Jam and you, it would be you, hands down. I wouldn't have to think about it. And so, in the months after she died, I was like, you know what, I remember, you know, telling you this, and I'm going to do this. This is just not worth it. And the one morning I walked into the office, and the team was running around. Someone was editing stories, putting them up. They were full of mistakes, but they were putting them up anyway. And I thought, you know what, I can't do this. You know, these guys believe in this so much. Chingy believe in this so much. And the best that I can do is to make it work. So, went back into the office. But up until, was it June? When No Violet won the Kane Prize. I was just not effective. I was just going to the office and still, you know, I didn't just go off, spend the day out, but the guys just kept it going. Then No Violet won the Kane Prize, and I remember reading that story, and something inside me just went off, you know, and I just got so excited. For the first time in months, I was excited about something, and I wrote the story, put it up on the site, and we shared it on Facebook. We made a lot of noise about it. And later on, I realized that, you know, that's part of our role as Zimbo Jam. When you tell the story of someone, of a Zimbabwean who's doing something, the trickle-down effect is so vast. You have no idea. And you never get all the feedback. But when someone who is struggling with someone reads a story about another person in similar circumstances who has managed to overcome those challenges, it inspires them, it urges them on, even if it's just for one more day. Mm-hmm.